The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. And this week's opening quote comes from Albert Camus. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Well, are we all enjoying the puppet show of politics in the world today, ladies and gentlemen? Are we enjoying the absolute insincerity of our politicians when they pretend to actually care about their populations when their actions would indicate they can probably give less than a rodent's fart about their populations if the truth were really to be made known to people? Such is certainly the case in England with the Theresa May government. You notice that England has three of the most poverty-stricken areas in all of Europe, ladies and gentlemen. This is England. This is Britain. This is one of the most richest countries in Europe, and it has some of the poorest areas in Europe. And while this is happening, Theresa May gives billions of dollars away in the name of war and in the name of supporting Israel, in the name of blowing up children. She loves doing that. But when it comes to providing homes for British children, she kind of fobs that off as being unnecessary. That's the result of parents not working hard enough, and Theresa May cannot be expected to look after British children because she's too busy spending money on blowing up Syrian children and in providing support for the anti-life human abomination that is Saudi Arabia so they can keep blowing up Yemenese children the way they have been doing, unreported by the mainstream media for the last 3 years. And let's not forget the undying support that she also gives to the rogue state of Israel so they can keep blowing up Palestinian children. And of course, the same can be said for Trump's government, the same can be said for the French government, the same can be said for most of the governments across Europe. It's just one big warm fuzzy child fest that these governments are supporting, folks. And unfortunately, the reality is that this is simply the type of people who are running the world today. The people who just don't give a damn about anything but themselves. It's also most certainly the case here looking at the Australian government and their new anti-encryption laws that they're bringing out. They don't want to not be able to spy on people, and so they are legislating their ability to be able to infect everybody's devices with their own back door so they can get in and see what everybody's up to, which shows how scared they are of any of their criminal activities being found out and talked about, which is also why they would have introduced 10 years jail term, mandatory jail term, for any whistleblowers who report government criminality. Isn't that just wonderful? Doesn't that make you just feel all warm and fuzzy and extra safe and secure knowing that any crimes government commit will never be brought to public light because anybody who does bring them to the public's attention will be guilty of a crime and get 10 years mandatory jail for reporting a crime? Isn't that novel, folks? You're encouraged to report crimes, and it's good that you report crimes. They want you to report crimes unless it is the crimes of politicians, in which case it is a crime to report the crime. So I guess that's a really good career choice. If you're a career criminal, just become a politician, then you can commit really, really big crimes and no one will be able to report them. And with those sort of rules in place, of course, it's easy to see why the governments of the world have turned into the rampant warmongering criminal institutions that they all currently are. The good old Australian government, folks, you've really got to hand it to these people. They certainly know how to take things to the next level, such is most certainly the case with our new unelected Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, who, with the rollout of this legislation, seems to have found a way to take the term fascist dickhead to an entirely new level as well. Of course, this is the result of the fascist dickheads that were in place before him, such as Malcolm Turnbull and the rest of the crew. But Scott Morrison is certainly leading the way at the moment and showing to the world exactly what a corrupt regime of fascist dickheads the Australian government really is and how to take fascist dickheadism to a new level on the world stage. And I really do think that we need to recognise this as a new system of government, an entirely new, previously unthought of system of government, or at least a previously unidentified system of government. You know, we stick to things that are the normal, things that we're given, terms such as communism, socialism, fascism. But really, you have to understand what fascism is and what it truly means to be an absolute dickhead politician. And you need to find a way of combining this into an interpretable personality profile that fits the political movement, or the lack of political movement, the cesspool of lies, corruption, and meaningless political theatre being concocted by these criminals in order to disguise the slavery system that these fascist dickheads are creating. And really, when it's interpreted in the correct way, what we're looking at here is a political mentality that can only really be accurately described as fascist dickheadism. And that's what we're seeing in Australia, is a group of people who are leading the way in this new normal of fascist dickheadism. In fact, I would say that the cacistocracy of fascist dickheads that populate the Australian government have really set a new standard and should have made it quite obvious to everybody that this is actually the political situation that we face across the entire world. What we have is we have an international criminal cabal masquerading as government that is populated wholly by fascist dickheads. And the unfortunate reality is that this cacistocracy of fascist dickheads has never been more obvious than what we are now seeing presented to the world from the prison farm of Australia. It's quite amazing, really, folks. It's actually quite embarrassing to be an Australian and to have the level of rampant dickheadedness we have in our government. It really is quite embarrassing. For example, when we had the Commonwealth Games here a few months ago, the dickheads in the Australian government and the dickheads in the Australian media promoted it so much and told the Australian people that it was going to be such a terror threat and it was going to be so much security and we're going to have to make sure everything was so careful that the area where they held it, the Gold Coast in Australia, everybody left. All of the locals went away and no one went to the games because there was security up the clacker and no one wanted to be anywhere near the Gold Coast while the games were on. And so the Commonwealth Games earlier this year in Australia, the whole town that they were held in was virtually a ghost town and no one went to the games because of the level of security and dickheadedness from the government and the media. And they certainly do excel themselves in this country, folks. They like to show the rest of the world just how well they can do everything, and so they overdo it to the point that it becomes a complete and utter disaster. This is just the Australian government's way. And they've certainly excelled themselves with this new surveillance legislation, ladies and gentlemen. But don't worry, because it's coming to you as well, simply because of the alliances that exist between Australia and the other governments. And what I'm referring to, folks, is the Five Eyes Alliance. This alliance has assured that this legislation will also work for the United States and New Zealand and Canada and a few other countries, all the members of the Five Eyes, because this is the data collection service for the Five Eyes. It will all be funneled through Australia because that way they can get away with it, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. In fact, the people in the other countries of the Five Eyes probably won't even know it's happening. Well, I'm sure Trump will probably get a few pointers from these people, though he seems to be doing quite well in his own right with all the aid he's giving to the rogue terrorist state of Israel and with the fracking that he's approved across the state of California. That should be a good sign for people that he's really got your best interests at heart, folks. He's getting in there to make sure the groundwater gets polluted as possible. And that's got to be a good thing. Of course, it probably doesn't matter anyway, because undoubtedly Q is going to save the world from all of this. And if we can just convince everybody the Earth is flat, then it will all go away anyway. And that seems to be the current state of the world and the current state of the resistance at the moment. And I hope you can please forgive my sarcasm, but I just wonder sometimes how long people are going to let all this go on without making noise about it, without putting some focus on the real issues that we're facing, such as the reality that the world is run by criminals and that government is an absolute joke. In fact, it's getting beyond a joke. And if we don't do something about these fascist dickheads that are taking all of our rights and freedoms away, then we're not going to be free enough to argue about anything in the future. We're not going to have access to the internet. We're not going to have access to any of the stuff we want to do. We're not even going to have access to freedom of thought if we don't put down our stuff, stop reveling in our theories and arguing with the other guy and trolling anybody who doesn't buy into our belief systems, and we don't actually pay attention and do something about this cacistocracy of fascist dickheads that are running this world into the ground and blowing up children every day. Would seem a little prudent to me to actually deal with this situation, ladies and gentlemen. And how to deal with it? Well, the first thing to do is, as I said, put down your stuff with each other and turn your attention to the fascist dickheads and make some noise about their dickhead actions. And guess what? If you do that, then you might actually establish the freedom to be able to put all the mysteries to rest and be able to stop arguing about everything, and wouldn't that be novel? I mean, I hate to point out the obvious to people, but in these times of encroaching human slavery, perhaps a little bit of focus on the actual cause of the problem and how to emancipate ourselves from this problem may hold some benefit and perhaps may achieve more than arguing about theories the way we've been doing. You know, and really it's just a matter of people getting active, spreading information in the right way. That's what I attempt to do with these radio shows. I mean, we all get active in our own way. And this is one of the ways that I attempt to do so. And really, a lot can be achieved from just having conversations around the kitchen table if they're the right type of conversations. And really, it's a matter of just asking people the basic question, do you want to have your life ruled by a bunch of fascist dickheads, or do you want to be able to live a fruitful life, a life of abundance, a life where you don't have dickheads controlling every action that you perform? I mean, that's really all you've got to ask people. Hey, do you feel like having your life run by dickheads? No. Well, why are you allowing it to be that way? Why don't you ever question these dickheads as to why they're acting like such dickheads and inform that we don't like dickheads running the world? And really, that's all it is, folks. It's just asking that basic question. You know, we've got so much information now. There's so much out there. There's so much evidence to show that the world is run by dickheads. There's so much evidence to show who's running the war on terror, what it's really all about. Here we are at the anniversary of 9/11 almost, and there's so much evidence to indicate that it was Israel that carried out the 9/11 attacks. There is so much evidence to indicate that it is Israel that is running all state-sponsored terrorism worldwide. This is the main source of terrorism in the world today. And this is a rogue state that's being funded by all of these dickhead politicians in all of our countries. So why aren't we talking about this? Why don't we just ask this question? Why are you supporting war crimes? Say it to Theresa May. Why hasn't anybody said that to Theresa May or Scott Morrison or Donald Trump or any of these dickheads? Why are you supporting international war crimes? And how can you call yourself a valid politician or claim you have a valid government when you're acting like dickheads who are supporting war crimes or the killing of children? Why doesn't anybody ask this question? I mean, this is the world that we live in, folks, and all of the problems that we're having on the ground is because it's these dickheads and their actions that are running the world, and we don't ever call it for what it is. You know, we get distracted by all this stuff, arguing about this and arguing about that, trying to throw our ideas down people's throats while the whole world turns to a complete hellhole around us. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you put out information and try to wake people up, and all you do is get trolled by people because you're not talking about the things that they think you should be talking about. Well, they just continue to let dickheads run the world and let dickheads run their life and let this whole killing of children go on and on and on. Nobody does anything about it because everyone complies with their government. You have people in England dying because they're freezing to death over winter because they lose their benefits, because they live in divided communities that don't help each other because they're so concerned with doing what the dickheads in government tell them to do and following the rules that these dickheads put in place. What for? It's ridiculous. And it is. It's completely ridiculous, folks. I mean, the cannabis laws. Look at the cannabis laws. People are dying because some criminal dickhead in government tells them they're not able to heal themselves using cannabis because this dickhead has said that they're just not allowed to do it. And so people are seriously complying with this. I mean, how much of a dickhead would you have to be to comply with such a dickhead law? You know, you're telling me, you're seriously telling me that because you say so, I have to let myself die because you wrote down on paper that I can't use this plant, which we all know would cure me. How much of a dickhead are you, and how much of a dickhead would I be if I obeyed by that law or thought that was anything valid? How do you think you can even tell me I can do that? Are you seriously telling me that I can't cure myself, I have to let myself die because you legislated that I'm not allowed to use this plant? I mean, what are you going to do to me if I use this plant and don't allow myself to die? Kill me? Gee, how threatening of you. Well, mate, I'm sorry, but you're a dickhead, and I'm going to cure myself anyway. Go away. And in fact, not only are you a dickhead, but you also appear to be in support of the rogue state of Israel, which is carrying out war crimes, so you are also a war criminal dickhead whose word is worth even less than that of a regular dickhead. And that's what people need to be saying to these people. I mean, it's just ridiculous, folks. It is. Let's just call it for what it is. Why are we being so politically correct about everything? Why do we even have to call them corrupt and psychopaths and oligarchy and all this stuff? No, they're not. They're just dickheads, folks. They're criminal dickheads who are acting like dickheads and destroying the world around us and messing with everybody's lives because we don't ever call them out and identify them as being the dickheads that they are. And it's the same with the dickhead cops who support the actions of these dickhead politicians. I mean, sure, not all of them are dickheads. Some of them are just programmed to do what they're told, but we just got to start identifying things for what they are, folks. Sure, the world is run by psychopaths, but most of them are complete dickheads at the same time. And really what we're facing here is this form of fascist dickheadism. I don't know. I'm just personally over it, folks. I like to call things for what they are, and I always have said that it's far easier to get forgiveness than permission. So I think we should just start doing things on our own, just start implementing solutions on our own, just start changing the world around us, changing our societies around us on our own, and getting forgiveness for our actions later. Now, show the world there's a better way. People have always said you've got to build a better system to get out of this system, but there is no system that's going to work because how can you build a better system when you've got to comply by the rules of this system to do it? What you need to do is just implement the new system. In other words, just start acting like a human being again and start taking responsibility for your own lives and stop allowing your actions to be controlled by dickheads. And if people come along and intervene and try to stop you, just say, well, hang on, I'm doing something to improve our society. Why are you stopping me from doing it? And who is the politician that has the complaint with me? You know, if the police come and say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, we'll say, who's the politician? Who's making the challenge against me? Who is this guy? Let's have a look at his validity. What law are you using to stop me? Tell me the wording of the law, or are you just making it up as you go along? Because that's what most of them do. They just say, oh, this is against the law. We never ask what law. That's what we should say. What law? Tell me the wording of the law. And if they can't tell you the wording of the law, then chances are they've made it up on the spot and they're just trying to control your actions. We just call them out on it and ask for the politicians to come forward and start mounting action against the politicians, ask the politicians to explain themselves, to show cause why they shouldn't be held in abusive office for acting like dickheads when we don't give them the power to do that. We don't employ them to be dickheads. We employ them to manage infrastructure for us, and they're doing a god-awful job. You know, we don't ever do this. We don't ever stand our ground. We never say, hey, listen, we don't accept this, you can't do it, and if you think you can do it, then bring the politician here to explain to me why he thinks he can do it. We never say that, we never take that approach, but we should. You know, that would solve everything, folks, if people would simply grow a backbone and stand up for themselves. That's the solution, for you to remember who and what you are. This is what I've been saying on this show for 10 years. But all the people out there are saying, what are all the solutions, Max? All you're doing is identifying all the problems. You're never bringing us the solutions. You are the solution. You know, what do you want me to do? You want me to mount some movement that I'm going to go and march on Parliament House while you all hold my coat for me? I'm going to go and speak all this stuff to the Parliament and the world's going to change? That's not going to happen. You know, nothing's going to change until people on the ground stop complying with their own slavery and stop allowing dickheads to rule their actions. And it's pretty simple, folks. It's pretty simple if you can just step back and look at it for what it is. You know, the problem is they've just got everybody so cowed, everybody so scared, everybody so intimidated. Now, television's played a huge role in this. People are very scared of the police, very scared of the system because of some of the stuff that they've been presented on crime shows on TV. They believe the police are capable of all sorts of stuff that they simply can't do. And there's always been that undying support for the police on television as well, how they're always presented as the protectors of society and New York's finest or LA's finest or whatever. And with all this technological addiction that people are suffering at the moment, people are locked into that virtual world and they're losing their communication skills to such a degree that they simply don't know how to challenge authority at all anymore. You know, back in the old days, people at least used to stand up to police a little bit and ask them a few questions, ask them what they thought they were doing when they stepped out of line a little bit. Nowadays, you just do that and you get shot. And of course, this happens because none of the people around you are prepared to stand up with you. Nobody's prepared to stand up for each other or with each other. People have been trained to think that if you are standing up against the system, you must be some sort of terrorist threat anyway. And everyone just exhibits these programmed responses most of the time. But as I've often said, the biggest asset that you have is the people around you. that is the most readily available resource in all of our communities is people. And who's controlling things is just people as well. We just always seem to forget that bit, and we look at the authority and what is written down on paper. It's this unquestioning belief in authority and that we must do what they write down on paper, which really creates all of these problems. But as I said, and as I've said so many times, this is a spiritual battle. This whole thing is a spiritual battle, and it's a spiritual control system that they're using over the people, this loss of identity that people have, that people feel, this disempowerment that people feel through this loss of identity, through not really knowing who and what they are. Yeah, and I've gone through this so many times on the radio show to the point that it's probably become annoying to some people because I just repeat it so much, but I do so because that is the key. That is the answer to the whole thing. That's what enables me to do what I do. Now, some people write to me and they say, oh, Max, you're so brave for what you do, putting yourself out there and doing all this stuff. All I'm doing is standing in my spiritual power and questioning the people around me who think that they have some form of authority over me when they don't. Because nobody has any authority over anybody. You know, and especially when people are committing crimes the way they are doing. I mean, look at the world, folks. We know that it's a mess. We can see that it's a mess. We know our governments are corrupt. We know that Israel is carrying all this terror activity. We know the war on terror is fake. We know the money system is privately run. It's put there to control us. We know all of this legislation is there to control us. We know our governments are polluting the water table, hacking the barrier reef to pieces, polluting groundwater through fracking, spraying 1080 all over New Zealand, 4,400 tons or something, 44,000 tons of 1080 they've sprayed over New Zealand in the last 12 months. It's just ridiculous what they're doing. We know they're spraying the skies with chemicals, whether it's small planes or big planes or whatever it is. We don't know, but they're spraying the skies. Look up, they're doing it. The whole place is so polluted, so messy, so many wars everywhere, so many children going missing, so many people in hardship through our societies, and all we do is complain about it and argue with each other about what we think the problem is, and really the problem is the dickheads that are controlling the system, the dickheads sitting in government that are writing legislation and superimposing it over our lives and making us comply with their wishes while they are out bombing and raping the rest of the world. That is the problem, folks. You know, until we're prepared to simply pull ourselves away from it and say, hey, listen, enough is enough. We're not going to do this anymore. What we're going to do is stop giving our energy to government and start giving our energy to the people around us, then nothing's going to change. And as soon as we do that, the entire world will change in a day. All we have to do is make that conscious choice to stand up for ourselves and to stand up for each other and stop allowing the world to be run by a bunch of criminal dickhead psychopaths who are doing nothing but causing harm. That's all these people do. And I don't know about you folks, but I have had enough of this. I really have. And when I see this type of corrupt legislation being rolled out by these fascist dickheads in the Australian government, I've really had enough. And people have to stand up for themselves and start calling this out, because otherwise, what is the point of any of this? What is the point of even bringing children into the world or being born or trying to do anything at all positive for your future? What is even the point of making plans for the future if you're not going to factor in the reality that your government is run by a bunch of criminal, psychopathic, fascist dickheads who are going to control and curtail everything you do and make you walk between the lines, vaccinate the hell out of your children, poison them, enslave them into this pharmaceutical industry, force them to comply with an education system which teaches them to be stupid, teaches them what to think, not how to think, tax them, milk all their money out of them and make them walk between the lines, and then we'll send them off to a foreign country to kill other people's sons and daughters, and then at the end of their life give them cancer and chemo and take all their money and throw them on the trash pile with all the other people that they throw on the trash pile. That's what these fascist dickheads are doing, because we don't identify it for what it is and we don't call it out. We're politically correct, and all we do is continue to argue with each other about our belief systems. And I've had enough, folks. Have you had enough? Because I have had enough. You know, as I keep saying, this is a spiritual battle, but even that has been misconstrued. People think spirituality means you've got to sit there and meditate or be all airy-fairy or wear beads and feathers and bells or whatever it is that they think. They don't understand what it means to be a spiritual warrior. They don't understand the spirituality that comes by embracing the warrior spirit and standing in who and what you are. The power of that. That is true spirituality, ladies and gentlemen, not complying with the wishes of psychopaths, not allowing someone else to impose their version of reality over yours, not allowing someone else's mind to dictate what your mind thinks or does, not allowing your actions to be controlled by others, and not standing idle in the face of evil, not tolerating bad behavior around you simply because you were told to comply, not tolerating bad behavior out of fear, realizing that even being aware of bad behavior makes you involved in that bad behavior, because if you don't say something about it, then you are involved. You know, people may look at this stuff and say, well, that's not my reality. What's happening over there in Syria or Palestine, that's not part of my reality. But really, it is. If you're aware of it, it's part of your reality. And if you fail to stand up against it or say something about it when you could, then what is your karma for allowing these atrocities to be perpetuated by your inaction and your failure to say anything to stop these atrocities being perpetuated? You know, all of this is a karmic test for people as well. Why do you think they put so much negative stuff in the news, folks? Have you ever thought of the karmic results of looking at this stuff and not actually saying something about it, of just accepting it as being normal, as just being the way it is, and believing that you can do nothing about it when it's all been carried out by your governments, by your lack of attention? And that's what's allowing them to do it. You know, people don't really look at it that way. They think there's nothing I could do. But they put it there for you to see because there is something you can do, folks. You can stop complying with the people that are carrying out these atrocities. And these people are the criminals and dickheads that are running your government system in all of our countries. Every government that is supporting the rogue state of Israel, every government that is supporting this fake war of terror, every government is allowing this incredible migrant influx into all their countries, which is all part of this Jewish Kalergi plan to wipe out Western nations. It's all part of the same plan, folks. Anybody who's aware of all this stuff, who isn't saying something about it, well, what is your karmic responsibility here? What is your karmic debt going to be by your failure to address any of this? And don't think you can't address it, because you can address it simply by speaking out and saying the things that I'm saying. This is addressing. And imagine if the whole world was saying this. Imagine if all the people on your street were talking about this stuff. If the whole city was talking about this stuff, it simply couldn't happen anymore. That's the thing. You know, people don't realize the power of the spoken word and how many people you can reach if you say things in the right way. And if enough people are talking about things, then things have to change. But I think we've reached break time here, folks, so I'll leave it there for now, and we'll go and have a break. Thank you for joining me on the show today. Sorry that's a bit of a rant, but, well, you get that sometimes. But anyway, we'll take a break now, and I'll be back to speak to you again in a few minutes. And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, so we are certainly seeing things unfold. Revolutions, or what appears to be on the verge of civil war happening in France, according to some reports, are tending to throw the Muslim migrants out. This, of course, is, again, part of the plan, folks, the wish to turn Europe into what it looks like in Syria and Libya and everywhere else. You know, if you want to start a war in a country, but you don't want anyone to know that you're going to war with the country, what you do is you bring in a migrant force or a mercenary force, and you get them to undermine the infrastructure from within. The way Israel did with Syria when they brought in ISIS and got them to undermine the infrastructure from within. And remember, this was presented to the world as a civil war. And now they've done the same thing with Europe, only they've applied a slightly different tactic. Rather than using a mercenary force disguised as a terrorist group, they've used a migrant force. And again, we see the headlines of civil war in France, only this time it's not against the government, now it's to repel the Muslims. And you can see how it's all been played, you can see how it's ultimately going to have exactly the same effect. They've brought all these migrants into Europe that are now going to undermine the infrastructure from within, and everyone is fighting against each other and fighting Israel's war to wipe out all the races and merge them all together into one controllable race of Goyim. And everyone doing this and not even knowing who the controlling hand is and what the ultimate outcome is or what they're even fighting about in most cases. And certainly not realizing they've all been set up and that everything that's happening is all part of the plan. Now, if you want to start a war in a country, you bring the enemy in there and set them up, and that's what they've done with the Kalergi plan. That's what they've done in Europe. That's what they're attempting to do to Australia now. There's a big plea now to stand up for the poor refugees from Syria and bring these poor Syrian refugees to Australia. And you'll notice that if this happens, folks, the refugees that will arrive will all be able-bodied young men of fighting and raping age that have come to destabilise the country, while all the real refugees are still sitting out in detention centres at Villawood and on Christmas Island. All the people who really need help are out there. And most of the people that are coming, the so-called Syrian refugees that have infected most of Europe, are not refugees from Syria. These are just people from all over Africa, from all over the Middle East, that have been brought in there to destabilise the countries. All part of the same plan and all supported by politicians all around the world because they're all part of the same crime gang. This is why, as I've said so many times, all the domestic policies of so many Western countries all seem to just coincidentally support Israeli foreign policies. Funny that. And you can see where it could really be easily taken in Australia because, of course, Australia has been disarmed, so the people here are not able to defend themselves against gangs of Muslim rapists running around. Well, Middle Eastern rapists, I shouldn't call them Muslim rapists because they're not. Half of them are just Middle Eastern people from anywhere. Most of them have probably even been trained in Israeli camps in the Golan Heights or something. That wouldn't surprise me either. But you can see where it would go. It would create hugely unsafe areas in cities, and because the Australian people have been disarmed, this will bring about the need for curfews just to keep the people safe, all sorts of stuff. You can see how we can all be led into this fully locked down society where there's a policeman on every corner, and anybody who slips out of line is arrested or tased or beaten at the slightest provocation. The politicians would certainly love that, and so would the Jews who are running the whole show. And that's where it would very likely go if these gangs of refugees, so-called refugees, are brought to Australia. And that's very likely where it will also go in Europe. We'll soon see the imposition of curfews and all sorts of stuff. Maybe a few years down the track, but probably not too far away. That is unless the people do something about it and actually wake up to themselves and rise up and stop what is happening. Because it is still possible to stop this. I mean, a lot of the refugees, the migrants in Europe, could all actually go home to Syria and go back to where they came from if we could just take control of our governments enough to stop them bombing all of these countries into oblivion. That would certainly help things. Now, if we just take control of the situation and remove the criminal fascist dickheads that are currently running our governments, folks, that's really the heart of the whole problem right there. Again, it comes back to fascist dickheadism at the very core of this system. Very much infecting the school system too now, folks. They're saying there is a 200% rise in transgenderism among children. Funny that. Once the teachers are being told to promote this type of mentality on young, impressionable minds, suddenly everybody wants to switch sexes. Now, if this type of child abuse is happening at your school, really it is your parental duty to go to school and slap the teacher up the side of the head and pull your children out of that school and perhaps give them some home education and perhaps take action against your criminal government, which is promoting this type of child abuse in schools today and promoting this type of merging of the genders. Because make no mistake, this is child abuse and it's about depopulation. And if the teachers at your school are doing this, and if the government in your country is doing this, then you really do have a moral and parental duty to tell these people to go take a running jump and do exactly the opposite of everything they tell you you should do. And not only that, but to take action against the type of corruption that they are infecting our society with. And it's happening on every single level, ladies and gentlemen, most certainly here in Australia. Australia is being turned into a police state very, very quickly, right under the nose of the people, and no one seems to be noticing. Well, if people are noticing, no one is saying anything about it. You need to ring up your politician and say, hey, dickhead, what do you think you're doing? You need to show cause why you shouldn't be held in abusive office for being a fascist dickhead. I think we should have 26 million people in this country ring up their politicians and say those lines to them. Ring up Scott Morrison and say, hey, dickhead, what do you think you're doing? Ring up every politician and just say that to them. We're sick of your dickhead actions. We're sick of your dickhead police state. We're sick of your dickhead police. and we're sick of you, and we're not going to comply with you anymore. We're going on strike. Let's have a national strike, ladies and gentlemen. Let's everybody stay home. Let's everybody refuse to support the fascist dickhead Australian government any longer. Let's all say no. Let's all stay home. Let's all not go to work. Let's all not support this system. Let's just keep essential services running, and let's support each other. Let's just have a silent stand. Wouldn't that be the best form of protest, the best form of march, to just go to the government buildings and silently stand out the front and don't go away until they come out and explain their dickhead actions to us? Yeah, we've got to do something, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to start making a stand against these dickheads and calling them out for what they are. You know, enough is enough. Nothing that they're doing is being done to protect us. The police aren't being militarized to protect us from terrorism. The police are being militarized to protect the criminal politicians and so that they can carry out acts of terrorism against the people, and we will have no way of defending ourselves against them. That's what is happening right under everybody's noses, and no one's paying attention. Everyone's stuck in their iPhones. Everyone's waiting for the latest hits on Instagram. Everyone's looking at the latest thing on Netflix. No one is watching what is happening in their own backyard, and it's time for people to pay attention. All you people out there, all you people in the independent media, all you people in the resistance, all you people arguing about your different rabbit holes, all you people trying to attack and defame and berate anybody who doesn't agree with you, anybody who's trying to be the latest guru and the latest kingpin in the world of truth or whatever this moronic mindset that people have is, it's time to put it all down. Put down all of this stuff. Stop arguing with each other. Unite with the people around you and pay attention. You know, your government wants to kill you, and it doesn't matter which country you're living in, your government wants to kill you. And they're all working together to do it. They're all manufacturing this rubbish, this bullshit war on terror, which is complete rubbish, complete fabrication. All of this migrant influx into all of our countries, all designed to destabilize our countries, all to provide the excuse to lock down the police state. Every one of these dickheads is lying through their teeth at every single opportunity they can, all enslaving us to this money system, all bowing down to this criminal state of Israel and its genocide that it's waging around the world. And these people who run Israel, folks, as I said a few shows ago, these are Bolsheviks. These people killed 66 million Christians in the Bolshevik gulags. That's why you can't appeal to these people's better judgment. You can't vote in a new face on the coin. You can't expect to get any humanity or compassion or empathy or for these people to do the right thing in any way. These people don't care about you. They hate all other races. They murder and pillage and plunder their way around the world. They've done their best to wipe out every other race. They've always done it over the history of the world. Since these people have been in existence is what they've done. That's who's running the show. That's who's in control of all of your governments. And all you people are doing is just arguing about your different conspiracies and your different rabbit holes and your different belief systems and this and that. And all of this stuff that you're doing online, look around you at the world. Look at what your police are becoming. Look at what your governments are doing. Look at what is happening to the world around you while you're sitting there berating and arguing and putting each other down online. It's just shocking, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and I've tried to unite people so much over the years. I've gone and met all the major players that I can in this movement. Some of them have been complete arseholes. I've got to say that to you. Some of them have been the most egotistical dead shits you would ever come across. Some of the so-called gurus in this movement, some of them are really nice people. Some of them are great, but some of them are complete egomaniacal turds. And that's just the way it is. Everyone wants to be top of the pile or the latest kingpin or the most respected guru or whatever. I don't want any of that. I just want freedom. I want these dickheads to stop ruining the world, stop killing people, stop enslaving people. I don't want to be free to go and find out what's actually going on in this realm. I want to be free to go and explore, to go and meet people, to go and do whatever it is I want to do. I want to be free to see human beings reach the fullest of their potential, and it's not going to happen while we have a cacostrocracy of fascist dickheads running the world because no one's prepared to pay attention to it. And sorry if I'm getting a little emotional about it, but well, I've been doing this for 10 years on this radio show, asking people to please put down their stuff with each other and unite with people. I've met everybody I can. I've tried to unite everybody I can. I've struck wall after wall after wall. I've got nothing but flack from so many people on YouTube, so many people out there who claim to be searching for the truth and yet are locked into their belief system and have developed these little box views of reality. No one's prepared to think for themselves. No one's prepared to allow other people to think differently. And no one seems to be prepared to get some focus on the root core of the problem. And we're really coming down to the wire, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I get a little emotional about it. Because when I look at this system, it's so obvious what the problem is. And it's so obvious how to fix the problem. You know, like I keep saying, we could fix it in a day if we simply stop complying with it. You know, it's us that holds the whole thing up, but we just continue to argue with each other and put each other down and berate each other, and we don't get anything done. And these little personal keyboard warrior victories that people seem to have with each other, what's it all about? What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. You know, the world's run by criminals. Your government wants to kill you, and you're arguing with the guy next door because he believes a different thing about whatever it is you're looking at. It's ridiculous. Get some focus, ladies and gentlemen. And you get some focus on your own life and pay attention to your surroundings. You know, the amount of people that still think Q is going to do everything, this whole Q movement, all this talk of all these mass arrests, are you actually seeing anything change, ladies and gentlemen? You're seeing any of the child abduction figures change? Are you seeing Hillary Clinton being arrested? Are you seeing all the human trafficking on Haiti stop? Are you seeing the wars stop? You're not seeing anything change at all. You're just getting fed all this theatre, being strung out and strung along, waiting for all of these mass arrests and all of this great stuff to happen, which isn't going to happen. None of it's going to change anything because the whole thing is one big puppet show. You know, government is a charade. It's a facade. Government is simply an illusion. It's an idea. And you're never going to find the mechanism within government to save you from government. You know, the whole concept of the deep state. The deep state, folks, is what happens when they close the doors and the cameras get turned off. That's the deep state. The deep state is the workings of the state, and one cannot exist without the other. And the state is not going to save you from the deep state because the deep state is the state. Yeah, that's the truth of the matter, and the real truth is that we are the ones who can change this system. It's the people that can do it, folks, and it's only the people that can do it because it is only the people who hold the system up. The entire system only exists because people believe the system to be real. And the reality is that it's just an idea. It's just a meme. Now, like I keep saying, it's a spiritual battle. We could change the world in a single day if we were to simply pay attention to what's going on and pay attention to ourselves. You know, we could change the whole thing. And this is one of the reasons why I've brought you all that stuff recently about ancient history, and I'd like to be looking at that again. I'd like to really be bringing you some more stuff about ancient history, and I plan to do that soon. But the possibility that there was a civilization here not too long ago, there was a peaceful civilization, this is hugely empowering knowledge to have. You know, it helps people put down all of this racial division and all this stuff to realize that we were all living in a peaceful society. All of these stories we're told are all rubbish. It's all rubbish. You can find so much evidence to prove that all of our history is rubbish. None of our countries even appear to have been colonized on the dates that we're given. So there's very few people who've got any really clear idea of what's going on at all. You know, most of the stuff that's been put there to keep us divided has simply been constructed and manufactured, half of it based on events that likely didn't even happen. So, you know, this is a really empowering thing to think of, folks. You know, it can really help people to put down all this stuff with each other. You know, we've all been played. Everybody's been played. Every race has been played off against every other race. Every faith has been played off against every other race. Every culture, every creed. Every single mechanism that can be found to divide us has been used to divide us, and most of it is based on completely fabricated history. That's the thing. You know, it's an interesting thing to look at, and we're at a point now where we could actually find out the truth if we can realize that most of this history has been fabricated, all these divisions are manufactured, and we can just put them all down. Think of what we could achieve if we could just do this. Agree to disagree, realize there's only really two sides to this battle, and it isn't two sides of any race or any religion or any culture or any creed. It's the people against the government system, because the government system is not a system of government. It's a racketeering system. It's a crime gang. And it's us against the criminals, folks. It doesn't matter what race or creed you come from. It's the people against the power, ultimately. And the power only exists because the people believe the power is real. That is the ironic part about the whole thing. And if we remove our attention from it and we remove the power we give to it, then it ceases to have any power whatsoever. And that might seem like an impossible task to people. How could we ever do that? Well, the way we do it is by uniting with each other, because that's the only reason the power is able to maintain the control that it does. Divide and conquer is the motto. We look at this and we think of it on a grander scale. Divide and conquer, I'll put different factions against each other, but it's putting everybody against each other. Putting even families against each other, brother and sister against each other, husband and wife against each other, everybody against each other, by giving everybody an unrealistic perception of life. So nobody really knows themselves, and so they're battling with everybody around them. And this is what exists beneath the surface of everything that we do. This constant battle. And people are programmed into it, and they don't even realize that they've been programmed into it. This whole divisive mindset that's foisted on them. It's given to them by the education system, by the media, by the government. The government and media are very good at it. They'll present tolerance in a way that actually promotes division. It's quite clever the way they do it. Everything they do is backwards, ladies and gentlemen. And the media, as I've said so many times, is hugely responsible for the current world situation, because the media has worked so hard to promote the propaganda of war, to promote false information, and to lead people always away from the truth. You know, there may have been a time when journalism actually existed in the media, and certainly there are still some good journalists in the world today, just none of them seem to be working for any of the mainstream sources that we find. You certainly don't see any real journalism there, but there are still real journalists that exist in the world. But the mainstream media has been hugely responsible for creating this situation, and that's one of the biggest problems we face, because it's the mainstream media that prevents us from getting real information out to the people. You know, if you ever get onto the TV to be able to say something true, they censor you, or they have some sort of mysterious technical failure or something, which just goes to show how complicit the mainstream media really is in creating this world situation. You know, the people would see the police state around them, and the people would be questioning it more if the media was actually acting like journalists and reporting the truth to people, rather than just feeding people this propaganda about terrorism and propaganda about war and propaganda about how we need to bring more people into the country. We need to disarm the people. We need to give all our rights away. We need to do everything the government tells us. We need to go and bomb all these other countries. We need to turn our children transgender. All the stuff the media is promoting, it's absolutely disgusting. And when things do all sort themselves out and we do get ourselves out of this mess, I think the mainstream media is going to have pretty well just as much to answer for as the parasitic and fascist dickheads that populate the halls of power in all of our governments. Because these people are just as guilty, and in some cases they're more guilty than the politicians, because many of the politicians are just puppets being fed a script and don't really know what's going on, but the media goes out there and tells barefaced lies to people on a daily basis. And through the propaganda of war that the media promotes, we've seen the destruction and decimation of so many countries, the death of millions upon millions of people. Everything that's happening in Yemen right now can be attributed to the mainstream media's failure to bring this to the attention of anybody. Half the people you talk to on the street don't even know that there's a conflict going on in Yemen. And it's been going on for 3 years, one of the longest bombing campaigns in the history of war. And Yemen is one of the poorest countries in the Middle East. It can't defend itself in any way. And Saudi Arabia is being heavily funded and armed by the West to carry out this genocide. And it's quite shocking that nobody in the West knows anything about it. But that's the state of the world, folks. And of course, all these bombing campaigns that are being carried out against the Middle East, it puts a nice chip on the shoulders of the so-called migrants that they bring into all of our Western countries as well. And very notably, as I said earlier, the migrants that come in are not families, they're not refugees. These are men of military age, men of fighting age, men of raping age, strong, virile young men who have grown up in a war-torn country. Many have seen their homes and their families decimated and brutalized and killed by bombs from the West. And when they get brought into Western countries, they have a chip on both their shoulders, and they're being brought in there for a specific reason. You know, all of this whole situation has been constructed by design. And very notably, while we see it all happening, we see Israel building a big wall around their own country and kicking out anybody who is not of pure blood in their own country and setting themselves up as the new rulers of the world. Really, when you look at it, folks, the whole concept of Greater Israel, when you look at the plans these people have, well, ultimately, the whole world is Greater Israel. And that's the way it's going. You can tell this, by the way, all of our governments are now controlled by Israel, because all of our governments have Jewish influences in them, and all of our governments, as I said earlier, all of our domestic policies and all of our foreign policies all complement Israeli foreign policy. Israel is also the only country that refuses to sign on to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. It's the only country that's able to carry out open war crimes. It's the only country that is able to have openly apartheid policies, is able to invade and build illegal settlements on occupied territory, forego all inspections and veto all forms of punishment, and virtually get away with murder. And it's really about time people paid attention to what's going on. It really is, ladies and gentlemen. And as I keep saying, this is a spiritual battle. And when you look at the situation in Israel, look at the influence, the inordinate amount of influence it has over all of our governments, and you look at what it's carrying out in Palestine, and you look at the history of these people, well, as I've said many times, if we don't pay attention, then the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. And we are seeing this unfold with this huge migrant influx into all our countries now. The plan is very, very specific, folks, and it's very obvious when one really steps back to look at things, and it's very much in play now. And it's important that people pay attention. You know, the independent media is very strong. There's a lot of voices in the independent media. There's a lot of voices for truth out there, but there's a lot of people out there promoting division, and it's time we put it all down. It's time to realize that the entire human race is in a state of clear and present danger. We've all been played off against each other. We've been trained to fight and argue with each other. The whole thing has been a distraction. So much of the truth movement has been a distraction. So many of the rabbit holes that we're investigating have been put there just to keep us distracted, just to keep us investigating. But things are getting really serious now. Things are coming to the wire. And it's time that we put it all down and pay attention and deal with the clear and present danger that we now find ourselves in. It's important, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. Time to end all the division. Time to end all the infighting. Time to end all the squabbling. Time to stop trolling people. Time to unite with people. Pay attention and to deal with these criminals that are running this world into the ground, because the door's closing fast. And I don't like to be coming and bringing you negative information. I want to be bringing you really empowering information. I don't even want to be talking about any of this stuff. But, well, sometimes it just needs to be done. Well, folks, we have reached that time again where it is now the end of the show. Almost didn't get a show out for you this week, and I'm actually not sure if I'm going to be able to bring you a show next week. I'll try, but I may just need to take a week off. We'll just see what happens between now and then. Please do remember that I'm speaking at Anacapulco in February. Do get a ticket to that. You'll find a banner to that on my website. And if you use the coupon Crowhouse, you'll get a discount on that ticket. Do come along to this gig, folks. It's going to be 2,000 or 3,000 people there. It's the only talk that I'm doing in 2019. And it would be good to see you there. Again, thank you to all my supporters. Thank you to all the people who send me so many kind emails. I will try to respond to them soon. I keep getting piles of these things, folks, and it is very difficult to keep up with them all. Thank you to whoever it was who gave me the donation of Dash coins the other day. That was very kind of you, and I appreciate it very much. And thank you to all those people who support my Patreon account as well. I couldn't do any of this if it wasn't for you people, so thank you for believing in the message enough to help me continue getting it out the way you do. But again, that is it for me, folks. I'm now completely out of time. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week, unless I do need to take a week off, and then it will be the following week. But whenever it is, I will be back to speak to you very soon. Please do take very good care until then. In Lakesh.